Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
It is a tremendous Thursday here on BetQL. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here with you on You Better You Bet. It was a great hour, number one, talking about the inside the NHL broadcast last night on TNT, which was awesome. Great time to be a hockey fan. Great time to be betting on hockey right now. A lot of mainstream exposure. Absolutely loving it. A lot of great stuff still to come on the show. Final hour of the show is the Power Hour. All our bets for Dodgers Giants Game 5. Our bets for hockey tonight, which actually, like, I guess technically they could be worse than last night, but it would be really difficult. So we'll be back to the well tonight with some bets on the ice. And of course, everything you need, your little heart desires, side total props for the Buccaneers and the Philadelphia Eagles. Josh Norris still to come. Evan Silva still to come. Sam Panayotovic still to come. NBA win total still to come as well. But right now, we start hour number two, as we do each and every tremendous Thursday here, You Better You Bet and BetQL, with our pal, Real Deal Holyfield, Pro Sports Better, the great Rob Bazzola on Twitter, at Rob Bazzola. You can check out his app at BetStamp, which you should do. You should be listening to his sports betting podcast, Circles Off, very informative and entertaining. And he's got a Sunday morning NFL Periscope with last-minute thoughts and bets on the National Football League on his Twitter account. Again, his name, at Rob Bazzola. Rob, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick and Ken, tremendous Thursday BetQL. Before we turn to week six, how did week five treat you and yours?
Oh, it was horrible. One of the worst weeks I've had over the last two or three years. And it was just like compounded by the end of the Bengals and Packers game where I had the over and a very, very good price on Bengals money line as well. And just, I'll never forget that day for the rest of that game for the rest of my life specifically, but it was a bad week. Let's move on to this week. Right? I don't want to rehash the bad memories of last week.
What's your saying on Twitter? Like, we bet actual dollars on this league. I mean, what, you have six missed field goals in the final whatever of that game? Like, could have been points everywhere. I mean, just a wild finish among many wild finishes. And I think Nick and I both kind of agree with Rob. Like, let's turn the page to this week and hopefully maybe a little bit better luck. Rob, sometimes we get a list of games that maybe you want to hit on or stuff that you're kind of interested in. The Thursday night game is not always on there, but it is this week. So I'm curious and kind of want to hit that first. I think a lot of people obviously have some interest in this game with Brady and Tampa. Brady's hand, kind of a talking point. How healthy is he going into this game, basically? And I think partly for that reason, we see this number hang out under a touchdown for a lot of the week. So Tampa, I call it 6.75, like between 6.5 and 7, basically. Tampa a favorite and the total of about 52. What do you like Thursday night?
Yeah, so not the side. I mean, my number on the game is 6.6 is my average margin of victory, but I do like the total, which I made closer to 54 here. So a little bit of value kind of sucked out of the over the course of the week, but not much really. I still think it's playable at 52.5. And since losing Brandon Graham to injury in week two, you look at the Philly defense, they're dead last in success rate since then. They give up a successful play 53.3% of the time. Their third worst in dropback success rate in that same span, which is a real problem because Tampa Bay passes the ball more than any other team in the league. And you look at what they've done, the Eagles defense, against two very good prolific passing offenses in the Cowboys and the Chiefs, and they gave up 41 and 42 points in those games. So I think the Bucs are going to score a lot in this game, but I'm concerned of the Bucs defense, as I think a lot of us are just in general right now, especially with the injuries. Obviously, Carlton Davis, Sean Murphy Bunting on IR. Antoine Winfield is out. They lose a good coverage linebacker in Levante David as well. And teams throw on Tampa Bay at a rate that is higher than any other team in the league because teams have figured out this is the way to beat the Bucs. And I think the Eagles, I mean, they already throw a lot, so I don't understand why they would just all of a sudden run tonight. They're going to throw the ball a lot. These are two teams that play at a very high pace, top five in terms of pace, both the Bucks and Eagles. So I'm just struggling to see any arguments for the under here other than maybe being concerned about Brady's finger. But to me, this is a game that we should see a lot of points in.
The Eagles coach is brain dead, so maybe he'll come out with like, yeah, let's establish the run tonight. Let's pound the rock. But no, I agree with you. We'll talk about that game. Ken and I will in the Power Hour coming up a little later. Rob, I want to go to the Bengals game this week since obviously you started talking about their game against one NFC North team a week ago, and we won't rehash that. So let's go to the NFC North team they're playing this week, and that is the Lions in Detroit over at Bet Rivers, Cincinnati laying 3.5, total 47.5. What do you like here, if anything, Bengals at the Lions?
Yeah, so I still have some value in the Bengals at this number. I mean, I personally bet 3. I would suggest not betting the 3.5 because I do think that there's going to be enough opposition in market here that potentially we do see a 3 again. So I would advise waiting in general. But I'm not a believer in Detroit. Like, people want to bet on Detroit because they're covering games. And there's this perception that they're playing harder than everyone else in the league for Dan Campbell. Like, let's look at these covers that they've had this year. Against San Fran, they recovered 2 onside kicks. Against Baltimore, Marquise Brown dropped 3 touchdowns. Against Minnesota last week, I don't even know what happened at the end of that game. But, like, obviously, Madison's forward progress was stopped on that play, and they still ruled it a fumble. Like, just catastrophic end game for the Vikings in that game. So, like, the Lions are needing miracles to pull out these covers, in my opinion. And their secondary is an abomination. Like, it's by far the worst coverage grade of any secondary I've seen in my entire life. 2 of their starting 3 cornerbacks are undrafted free agents from this year, rookie undrafted free agents. Like, I don't understand how they cover the Bengals wide receivers in this game. And Cincinnati's defense through 5 weeks on the other side of the ball, they're performing much better than I thought they would. They're 9th in EPA per play, 5th in success rate. So I see the Bengals having significant edges on both sides of the ball here. My concern is that Joe Burrow is not speaking this week, which I could totally see, like, okay, like, this guy can't even call an audible at the line of scrimmage. Why did I bet on this game? Like, that's my only legitimate concern right now, because obviously, like, people don't really factor that into the equation. But just from a pure numbers perspective, I'm closer to 4.5 in this game, so I like the Bengals.
Burrow dealing with a throat contusion. I've never even, like, met or known someone with a throat contusion before.
I'd rather tear my ACL.
Right? Yeah, like, I'll take, like, broken foot over, like, the throat contusion. It sounds just absolutely miserable. Obviously, sent him to the hospital after the game last week against Green Bay. You mentioned...
For what we do for a living, that's the equivalent of a torn ACL,
yes,
basically.
Yes, exactly. Right, yeah. Yep. Torn ACL is to pro football player as throat contusion is to radio host / You Better You Bet host. Rob, you mentioned with Minnesota-Detroit, you're like, I don't really know what happened in that game. Obviously, you had the fumble, and then obviously Detroit was like sort of a semi-miraculous comeback. Minnesota kicks the field goal. So let's talk about the Vikings. And you mentioned their defense, how they, you know, performing better than you're expecting so far this year. Really interesting game, I think, with them coming up this week. They're at Carolina. Now, Carolina opened a favorite in this game. Minnesota now a 1-point favorite. We've gone through 0, but obviously not through any key numbers. And the total is about 46.5. What do you like in Minnesota and Carolina?
Yeah, I've seen actually in the last hour or so even some additional steam on Minnesota here. I think that's likely related to Christian McCaffrey not practicing and very likely going to be out for this game again. And I think that there was some hope from Panthers bettors or somebody in market that maybe he would play. But at the end of the day, I don't want to get carried away with recency bias here, but the Panthers are starting to become who I thought that they were going to be going into the year. I think they caught some teams off guard with the way that they were running their offense earlier in the season with Darnold scrambling a lot. And like, it's Sam Darnold to me is he's going to be Sam Darnold. That's just what it is here. And Minnesota, if you look at them defensively, they're pretty average in terms of their efficiency metrics, but you have to consider that they've faced Joe Burrow and Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, the Browns offense in the first 4 weeks of the season. It's not like they've been playing horrible opposition until the Lions last week. And then they shut down the Lions offense for most of last week. On the other side of the ball, you got a beat up Carolina defense. J.C. Horn and Justin Burris still on IR for them in the Panthers secondary. And when you look at the schedule, outside of Dallas, they've played the Jets, the Saints, the Texans, the Eagles. 3 of those teams rank in the worst 10 in football in terms of EPA per play. None of those teams are above average in EPA per play. So I just think the Vikings are a lot better than the Carolina Panthers. I was surprised to see the Panthers open as a favorite. I think this is a good matchup for the Vikings, and I'd still play them at the current market.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There, you bet BetQL, tremendous Thursday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking the National Football League with Pro Sports Better. Our pal Rob Bazzola, Circles Off podcast, BetStamp, and Sunday Morning NFL Periscope on his Twitter, at Rob Bazzola. Rob, very curious your thoughts on this Dallas-New England game coming up Sunday in Foxborough. Dallas coming off three straight home games. The offenses look great, but maybe going up against a bit of a different animal here with Billy B at home. Dallas laying 3.5. Total here is 51. What do you have, if anything, Dallas and the Patriots?
I played the Patriots +4. Pains me as a Cowboys fan, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm doing this for a living, and I'm looking for bad numbers. In my opinion, 4 is a bad number. In my opinion, 3.5 is still a bad number. And I think Dallas is probably peaking in market right now. Nick, you mentioned the three straight home games. Also, the opponents matter, right? The Eagles, the Panthers, the Giants completely decimated by injuries. So we've seen them play three really bad opponents. The last time they went out on the road was week 2. They only scored 20 points against the Chargers defense. So I mean, I think Dallas is probably a little bit overvalued right now. And then you also couple that with the fact that New England played a very close game against Houston last week, and people are going to remember that. They're not going to remember that the Patriots are missing 4 of their starting 5 offensive linemen in that game. And they're 2 weeks removed from a very emotional game against Tom Brady, in which they had a chance to win that one, only ended up losing by 2 at home. So they get some offensive linemen back this week. And the biggest factor for me here is Mac Jones has pretty drastic splits this season when he's clean versus being under pressure. And Dallas has a below average pass rush win rate right now. They're 20th in the league in pressure rate. They blitz at a pretty low rate relative to other teams in the league. So I personally think that Mac Jones has a good opportunity for success here against the Cowboys defense. I make this game even short of 3. 2.7 is my raw number right here right now. So I like the Pats quite a bit this week.
Very, very happy to hear that, Rob. Obviously, Nick and I talked about that game early in the week. I am also on the Patriots in that game. You mentioned Houston briefly, the Patriots' last opponent. Obviously, Houston, very winnable game. They end up losing basically at the death to Mac Jones and the Patriots. So they come off that game. And now a very kind of bizarre situation, because Indianapolis, Houston's next opponent, has not been a big favorite over anybody. This year, they've basically been a dog against almost everybody that they played. Yet the number in the market right now, as you would expect, Colts, 9.5, between 9.5 and 10-point favorite against the Houston Texans. So an unfamiliar situation for Indy. I feel like I've been trying to find reasons to play on Houston, like the last few weeks, at least in some spots. Total 43, so a very low total too, 43.5. I think kind of an interesting game. What do you see it as in terms of valuable bets, Houston and Indianapolis?
I just don't think the Colts are deserving of this price tag, really. And I get that the Texans are a very, very bad team. They don't have a lot of talent on either side of the ball. They're missing Laremy Tunsil this week. Their coach is a lemon as well. Like the Texans are a bad football team, but you look at the Colts, they're 23rd in offensive success rate this season, and they haven't played a defense that is better than 18th in EPA per play. So every game this year, they've played a below average defense, and they're still ranking only 23rd in offensive success rate. And now you get them on a short week off a very emotional loss. Like, that was a game that is probably going to sit with them over the course of this week. They're already without Rocky Sin at cornerback. Xavier Rhodes is not practicing. The O-line is beat up because Quentin Nelson's on IR. Braden Smith's hurt. Like, Davis Mills, I don't know. It was impressive against the Belichick defense. Going up against a defense without 2 starting cornerbacks, I mean, there's a chance for success there. I just can't get to this number. And I think the Texans are a really bad football team. So, I mean, I'm going to play it at 10. I think that's a buy point on Houston here.
Let's try and sneak in a couple more here, Rob. What do you have for us? And it's like wild injury stuff going on both sides of the ball in this Arizona-Cleveland game. Cleveland, a 3-point favorite right now against Arizona. Total in that game, I believe, is now dipped under 50 at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. What do you like, if anything, Arizona, the last remaining unbeaten, visiting the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, the total was dipping earlier in the week because of the winds that were projected. And there's still going to be a windy game, but it doesn't look like it's going to rain. So I think that's out of the equation. The injury report is working in Cleveland's favor. If you look at what's happening for them now, all of their injured cornerbacks are practicing. Myles Garrett, Jadeveon Clowney both practiced today. Now their tackles are injured, Jedrick Wills and Jack Conklin. But they can really run the ball on Arizona even without their tackles, in my opinion at least. And then you got the Cardinals missing their center, which is huge, the best pass blocker in the NFL this year, Rodney Hudson, Chandler Jones out, Kyler Murray with the throwing shoulder injury. I think this is shaping up to be a great spot for the Cleveland Browns here. I wouldn't have said this 2 days ago, but just based off the way that the injuries have transpired, market's even moving to 3.5. I still think that's probably going to end up being short here on the Browns.
Rob, maybe one more game we can hit here. I want to ask you about the Packers and the Bears coming up on Sunday. Green Bay, a 4.5-point favorite, although I've seen this up to 5, 5.5 in some spots. But a Bet Rivers Green Bay laying 4.5, total 44.5. Do you want to give you this piece of information? Because this dropped while you've been on the air with us, Rob, here at the 4 p.m. hour Eastern time on Thursday. Damian Williams placed on the COVID list by the Bears. So it looks like it's going to be the Khalil Herbert show in the backfield for Chicago, with David Montgomery also out, assuming Williams can't play. I don't know if that changes your handicap or not, but wanted to give you that information here. About a minute to go, your thoughts on Green Bay and Chicago.
Yeah, so I think Green Bay right now is being undervalued because of the fact that they're struggling in the red zone. So if you look at the TDs this year, they're only scoring TDs on 55% of their trips into the red zone, which is 27th in the league, very below average. Last year, they were first. The year before, they were second. The year before that, they were fourth. The year before that, they were ninth. So Green Bay is going to figure this out at some point. They're getting Josh Myers and Elgton Jenkins back on the offensive line in all likelihood. I think this is a team that, like, the Bears give up yardage. Like, look at the Lions a couple weeks ago. 5 trips to the red zone, they score 7 points. Green Bay is probably going to move the ball in this game. I do think they're going to figure it out eventually. And because of the fact that they haven't been scoring in the red zone, they're probably a little bit undervalued here. So I made Green Bay closer to a 6.5-point favorite here. I saw the number move towards Green Bay this morning, which I agree with. I think this is a good spot for the Packers.
Let's close with this, Rob. In 15 seconds here, we've been having like a Coldplay love fest on the show the last 2 days. Know you're a big fan of like that genre of music. Coldplay, good or bad, in about 15 seconds.
Ooh, I mean, not my style of music for sure, but I would say that they are a good band. Like, musically, they're very talented. The great songwriters, let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I think that's got to be like the approach. It doesn't have to be for you, but people right. have to acknowledge. It pisses me off, man. Got to acknowledge the greatness of Coldplay. This is the hill I'm going to die on. No, it's not. Rob, great stuff as always, man. Circles Off Podcast on Twitter at Rob Bazzola. His app is BetStamp. Everyone should check it out. And check out his Twitter feed on Sunday mornings, Periscope, with last-minute picks and analysis. Rob, we appreciate you, brother. Good luck this week. Know it's going to be better than last week. We're going to get it rolling, and we'll talk to you next week here on You Better, You Bet.
Thanks, guys. Good luck to you as well.
Our pal Rob Bazzola joining us here on BetQL. Take a quick break, and on the other side, I've got questions. Ken's got answers. Week 6.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.